6 degrees with a back to normal level of humidity here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have a directive not to arrest people who are pregnant, postpartum, or nursing. But ICE arrested a new mom in Nashville who had no criminal charges. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports that's the subject of a complaint filed by a coalition of immigrant rights groups.
The Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition says that since her arrest, Maria Perez has been transferred nearly 700 miles away from her 10-month-old daughter to a Louisiana detention center. Maria Perez is a pseudonym Turk's lawyers have used to protect her safety. She was arrested while trying to take her kids to a doctor's appointment. Her detainment has caused medical complications for Perez, who has diabetes, her 2-year-old with Down syndrome, who hasn't been able to see a doctor, and her baby, who is still breastfeeding. Turk, along with the ACLU of Louisiana and other immigrant rights groups, is calling for ICE to release Perez, who is seeking asylum from domestic violence she faced in Guatemala. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
ICE did not respond to WPLN's request for comment. One of Nashville's largest employers in the finance industry is reporting a record $905 billion in assets under management. That's a milestone for AllianceBernstein, an investment firm that has roughly 4,500 employees, advises wealthy individuals and families, and manages retail clients worldwide. The firm is one of Nashville's largest publicly traded companies, and its strong earnings come amid a climate of political and economic uncertainties. It relocated from New York to Nashville 8 years ago to take advantage of Tennessee's lower taxes and operating costs. As always, you'll find more local news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.